Unit 39, The Great Trial. Monty Roberts wanted to test his knowledge of horses. He had just rounded up 150 Mustangs and felt this was his chance. He asked Ray Hackworth to watch him talk to the horses. Roberts moved to the middle of a small round corral. A colt was let in, and Roberts took a bold step toward it. The colt took flight, cantering around the corral as close to the wall as it could. Roberts fixed his eyes on the colt, keeping direct eye contact. The colt kept trotting. Since the signals were working, Roberts took the next step. He slid his eyes back to the colt's neck, and the colt slowed. Roberts let his eyes drop back farther, and the colt slowed a bit more. Roberts was elated. So far, so good. He then moved his eyes back to the colt's eyes, and they locked. Quickly, the colt's pace increased. Roberts was sure they were talking. Roberts now waited for the final sign. If the colt started licking and chewing, this would be a signal that it wanted to come to Roberts. The colt had already trotted around 8 times. Roberts saw its tongue briefly. Its jaws showed chewing action. It kept one ear fixed on the man's position. Would it make the final move? Yes. The colt's nose dropped to an inch above the ground. Roberts' heart was racing. He moved his eyes 20 feet in front of the colt and turned his shoulders to a 45-degree angle. The colt stopped, but Roberts did not look. Would the colt come to him? There was one step, then another. It seemed forever. Then Roberts sent the colt's nose inches from his shoulder. He slowly turned and stroked the colt between the eyes, and the colt followed him around the corral. Roberts was overwhelmed. He knew how to talk to horses.